Sandy Chalmers with Consumer Protection says the scammers know how to prey on emotions.
These money wiring scams usually involve dramatic or very convincing stories. And remember, the criminals that are behind these scams make a living at lying to people successfully.
Chalmers says her agency learned of 5 wire transfer scams in the month of April.
3 of these were grandparent scams, where an elderly person gets a call from somebody claiming to be a grandchild in trouble. And, of course, a grandparent wants to respond to that.
Those scams resulted in the targeted individuals losing between $2,500 and $16,000. Chalmers says anytime someone asks you to wire money, your best response is to hang up and think it through. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.